Topic 4. Unit 7A. Exercise 5.
Hello and welcome to Careers News. My name is Josh Carter, and today we are looking at journalism and how to get into a career as a journalist. To start off with, I've been speaking to 4 experienced journalists and asked them for their advice. First of all, here's Aisha, who's worked as a TV news presenter.
If you want to be a journalist, you have to be passionate about what you do. If you have loads of passion and enthusiasm for what you do and what is going on in the world, that will make you stand out from the crowd and help you to be the best at what you do. If you're not passionate, you will struggle from the start. Secondly, you need perseverance and not be someone who gives up easily. A lot of people will say no while you are doing the job, and it is not easy to get a start. So you have to stick at it. Keep asking. Try to turn a no into a yes. And finally, to make that start easier, you need work experience. It doesn't matter what you do or where you work, but make sure you get some work experience so that you can show potential employers that you have those qualities of being passionate and persevering. I started in hospital radio, but it could be local radio, a local newspaper, or even your school newspaper. Just do it.
That was Aisha, a news presenter. Let's hear what Megan has to say about being a journalist.
I think access is a key part of journalism. Access to people. And the way to gain that access is win people's trust. If people don't trust you, you will struggle to find anyone to give you a story or information. Once people trust you, they will be happy to tell you their story in all its detail, and you can immerse yourself in it and become an expert. And that is very important for later, when you might have to answer questions on or defend what you have written. So access and trust are important. Then, once you have your story, think of different ways in which you can tell it. It might be text or audio or even a post on social media. There are many ways in which you can present a story.
Thanks, Megan. That's an interesting take on what you need to be a journalist. Next up is Robert.
If you want to be a journalist, you need to be curious about things and people. Never stop being curious and learning. If people realise that you are interested in them, they will be much more open with you and much more prepared to share their stories with you. I spent my career in regional television, where journalists have a close relationship to their audience. We live in the same towns and neighbourhoods as our audience, and the things that matter to them are also things that matter to us. So it is easy to empathise with local people. That is all part of the interest in people that you need to bring to the job.
Okay, that was Robert, a regional TV journalist. Let's hear from Steve, a young reporter with a national newspaper.
Well, people often ask me what exam grades you need to get into journalism, and I say, don't worry. You don't need to be a top writer. You don't even need to get top marks in your English exams to become a journalist. The important thing is that you're able to tell a good story. Not just make things up, of course. You need to get the facts and details right. You need to make things clear. What's important, what the issues are. But most of all, you need to be able to tell a story well. That's what journalism is about, I think.
Great. Well, thanks for that, all of you.